From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure Americans the country is not divided following the ambush killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans. They don't speak for us. That's not who we are.
The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain. Obama is due back in Washington Sunday night, a day earlier than previously planned because of the shootings. Meantime in Dallas, police remain on alert after getting an anonymous threat against officers Saturday. Police locked down the headquarters for a time, but there is no word of anyone being harmed. Many people mourning the loss of the police officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters.
Being down here and seeing all these people feeling these emotions and just I don't know, standing here with you.
Yeah, we just grabbed one another when we saw, we both were crying at the same time.
So. Obviously, we're all feeling the same things
thing
right now.
Yes.
President Obama is expected to travel to Dallas in the coming days. During the two-day NATO summit, Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for NATO's alliance in Europe.
In this challenging moment, I want to take this opportunity to state clearly what will never change, and that is the unwavering commitment of the United States to the security and defense of Europe, to our transatlantic relationship, to our commitment to our common defense.
Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly $1 billion each year to support Afghan forces through 2020. This is VOA News. Days of deadly fighting by rival factions in South Sudan has prompted the U.S. State Department to issue an urgent call for the violence to end. The U.S. statement urges fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, current first Vice President Riek Machar, to cease fighting. As Jason Patinkin reports, the fighting marred South Sudan's fifth anniversary since independence.
Late Friday, shooting erupted outside the presidential palace, soon engulfing the whole city. More than 100 people died. It was the latest clash in a brutal civil war which broke out in 2013. Tens of thousands have been killed as forces of the president, Salva Kiir, fight those of his rival, the current vice president, Riek Machar. The two men are accused of leading troops who murdered and raped civilians. Kiir and Machar signed a peace deal last August and formed a government together in April, but they have been unable to stop violence across the nation. With war, poverty, and hunger across the land, there was little to celebrate this Independence Day. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Nairobi.
Iraqi forces recaptured a northern airbase from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory hailed by the prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement issued on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the airbase as an important base to liberate Mosul. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, retaken from the Islamic State last year when they captured two villages just north of the city. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis Scaparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that Kim Jong-un's regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off its eastern coast. From initial indications, the missile fell over in the Sea of Japan. For details on these stories and more news, please log on to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.